One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Things we forget about wrestling number one. It is ridiculously hard and can also be ridiculously terrifying. Most of the time, it's men and women risking smashing their head into the floor, but we boo them anyway because they slip that one time, I mean honestly. It's why on occasion this fear is plain for all to see, and why I'm Simon from What Culture. Please do hit that subscribe button. And yep, this is 10 times wrestlers were spooked for real. Number 10, Andre the Giant teaches the Ultimate Warrior a lesson. As told by Bobby Heenan on the Self-Destruction of the Ultimate Warrior DVD, Andre the Giant got sick of the former Jim Hellwig as they were fighting on the house show circuit because the man just wouldn't listen. The idea was to build the Ultimate One in Hulk Hogan's image, getting him to work and overcome the likes of Andre, so fans would start to buy the Warrior's ascension before beating Hulk Hogan for the world title at WrestleMania. This is a smart wrestling plan. The problem was the face-painted wrestler would get so G'd up that he would smack the Giant around for real despite Andre asking him time and time again to slow down. He didn't, so on one night, the Eighth Wonder of the World just held his fist out, which saw Warrior run straight into it and knock himself silly. Well, that's one way to do it. It sent the message as the Ultimate Warrior never did this again, and I bet as soon as he felt that impact, it was fear that steered his actions on. Number 9, Shawn Michaels gets papped. This one is kind of weird, although to be fair, if you are fascinated by the inner workings of the wrestling business, you probably want to watch it all the same. But if you look hard enough on the internet, you will find fan cam footage from WrestleMania 12 shot by some lucky fan who somehow had access to the WWE Superstars Hotel. As such, he brought a camera with him everywhere, giving us an impromptu look into our heroes in their normal lives. You even see Vince McMahon signing autographs. One particular freaky moment, though, is when said cameraman discovers Shawn Michaels doing cardio in the gym. He's on the treadmill, and despite making it very clear he would rather this stopped, our would-be reporter refuses, and man, this does not please the heartbreak kid, and I get it. It is really odd. HBK looks genuinely uncomfortable with this until asking for some help to cover up the windows, and in short, do not do this. Wrestlers are allowed private lives. Read the flipping room. Number 8, Lex Luger runs for his life. If you want to see a man freeze in fear, go and watch Lex Luger take on Bruiser Brody in 1987. Halfway through, for one reason or another, Brody just decides he doesn't want to sell Lex's offense anymore, so he stops. This terrifies the crap out of Luger as one, he doesn't know what to do, but also two, he doesn't know what Bruiser Brody was going to do. Bit like watching a dad let go of their kid's bike for the first time. Lex had talked about how much this did freak him out, especially when he noticed that Bruiser had razor blades on his fingers. So you know what he did? Just turned around and legged it. And you can't really blame him. If Bruiser Brody decided he didn't like me halfway through a match, I would run away too. That man did not mess around. Number 7, Bob Holly and Tough Enough. This one was not cool then, and it is awful now. Tough Enough was a slightly bitter pill with the WWE locker room, as they saw it as a fast-track way to the top, whereas they had to pay their dues. So in short, they just didn't think it was very fair. Bob Holly was such a person, so when he was cast as a trainer for the third season, it did seem like he had an agenda. He was literally going to beat some respect into these guys. And as such, Sparky Plug kicked the crap out of contestant Matt Capitelli to the point of madness, leaving him with bruises, black eyes, and who knows what else. You would never be able to get away with this today, and nor should you, and surprise, surprise, when Matt realized what was happening, He looked scared. Of course he looked scared. What was he meant to do? It was a terrible look and not the way to introduce new recruits or new fans to wrestling. You don't just beat somebody up because they were given an opportunity. Number 6, Ken Shamrock chases Chris Jericho. Chris Jericho is tougher than you may think. There are countless stories of him standing up for himself backstage against people that on paper you think could kick his ass. I mean, just look at that 2021 hardcore match against Nick Cage. He didn't need to do that, but damn it, he did. This was true back in 1999, the difference being Jericho had to deal with Ken Flippin' Shamrock. From Le Champion's own mouth, after slapping the UFC man round the head as directed and being chased to the back, Ken continued to run after Chris, because for one reason or another, he was legitimately annoyed. Thankfully, Shamrock never caught up with him, but can you imagine? That crazy dude I'm angry persona was more than just a gimmick. Ken has talked about how years of fighting for real men early on in wrestling, he struggled to turn his murder switch off. Even that sentence, what an intimidating human being. Number 5, Brian Pillman keeps it loose. In 1996, no one actually knew what Brian Pillman's deal was. His loose cannon nickname summed up his persona perfectly, because it did seem like he was out of control. So in short, he was ahead of his time. This built to such a crescendo, he even tricked Eric Bischoff to let him out of his WCW deal before signing for WWE. And man, before all this, did he spook Bobby Heenan at Clash of Champions 32. Because the brain was very sensitive at this time about any physicality due to some serious neck surgery. So when Pillman grabbed him at ringside, he was so freaked he just blurted out the F word on commentary and on live television. It was great. It also helped Brian, as once again people could see how individuals were reacting to him, so you just bought into this all the more. He's genius in many ways, and another reason why his tragic passing in 1997 was even more devastating, he was on the cusp of something huge. Number 4, Rob Gronkowski won't jump. Vince McMahon has many rules, but one you hear a lot is that the boss will never ask you to do something he wouldn't do himself. This isn't hearsay either, if you want him to prove it, he will. Case in point, WrestleMania 36. For you see, a skit had been written where guest host Rob Gronkowski would fall from a high balcony. That didn't really work for the Super Bowl winner. He thought he was gonna die or something. Daddy Vince then arrived and, as caught by WWE cameras and despite being well into his 70s, took the dive to show everyone that you could do it and be fine. This led Rob with no choice and a valuable lesson to all. If McMahon does ask you to do something, you're gonna have to throw a right fit to get out of it. Number 3, Enzo Amore faces his fear. In 2017, Enzo Amore had apparently wound up the locker room so much, he was separated from tag team partner Big Cass and put on a new course. The feud was so-so at best, mostly because it was just really weird, especially when the Big Show was roped in to take on Cass, as Amore was forced into a shark cage, which was then suspended high above the ring. It didn't really make much sense because it didn't fit the story, so there was a question as to why we were doing this. Well, the answer was simple. Enzo was scared of heights. So as a joke, we made him go through what must have been a very horrible experience, even though most fans were trying to figure out how we got here in the first place. So in hindsight, this all feels like a giant waste of time. Number 2, Macho King Cobra. Randy Savage was not happy when he was told his next feud was with Jake the Snake Roberts and his King Cobra. The Macho Man was terrified of snakes, so this was like a bad dream. And yeah, that'll do it. It escalated too when someone decided Damien should bite Savage right in the arm, a concept which freaked the Macho Man out. Aside from having to let it happen regardless, he went out of his way to ensure it had been depoisoned, right down to getting Roberts to take the attack first, and even then he didn't want to do it. And you can't blame the man. Who gets into wrestling and thinks a snake attack is gonna be on the menu? Now, to be fair, this did look nuts and totally allowed you to buy into their program, but always take that step back and remember, these are just human beings. Nobody wants to get wrecked by a snake. Number 1, New Jack, all of the time. New Jack was fear personified. This is what every single one of his opponents told you about the guy, and this wasn't really a character he was playing. Jack was just a bit unhinged. He did this everywhere he went too, be it dropping some truth bombs in Smoky Mountain Wrestling or bringing ultra-violence to ECW. While this did give him an aura, that doesn't mean it was always above board. On many occasions, New Jack took all of this way too far, including the mass transit incident in 1996. There is no excuse for that. Wrestling always has to be about two people protecting each other. It did give him this rep though, to the point some performers would just outwardly refuse to work with him. Once again, I can't blame him. You never actually knew what the hell he was gonna do.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.